Here's She Got Soul right now on Neo Rocks. Dan Maraldi and the Obino Winos, She Got Soul, Part 1. Is there a Part 2 yet?
There is a Part 2. I just never finished it.
Oh.
Yeah. But okay. It does exist.
Are you going to jump right to Part 3 and then go back like a retro?
Yeah, yeah. I'm saving it for the box set.
Okay.
Keep you curious.
Add value to that box set later
yeah,
on
be
down
like,
the road.
Really wanted Part 2.
Previously unreleased.
That's right. That's yeah. Right.
Welcome to the studio, Dan.
Thanks for having me. It's great to be back here in the hot seat.
The hot seat.
The hot seat.
Literally, you've got the light shining down right over you.
No, I feel like I'm a hot dog at the movie theater.
Well, you've already said more than any hot dog can say, and that's a good start to this interview. But hey, why are you here?
Why am I here? Because, well, I'm here for a lot of reasons. One, it's been a while.
He brought a list.
Yeah, I brought a list. One, I missed both of you terribly.
Aww.
Two, I'm moving to New York. I also have a big going away show this coming Friday. I also want to talk about an upcoming collaboration that will be released next week with my friend Jay Niemeyer, and then also just sort of what to expect musically in the next year or so.
Why don't you pick one?
Pick one?
Yeah, pick one.
All right.
And we'll go. We'll see how this goes.
All right. So I'm glad we avoided the other topic.
Oh, the Piggly Wiggly. We're going to get to that. I still want to know why you're not allowed in any Piggly Wiggly ever.
Okay, I'm just going to summarize the Piggly Wiggly
okay, please,
incident.
Please do.
When a grocery bakery advertises that they have fresh buns, I expect them to be fresh. And those were not fresh. And some people said I overreacted. We can just let their decision stand. I just don't shop there anymore. That's it in a nutshell.
All right, Dan Maraldi in studio, of course, with us. We are in Cleveland, Ohio. A lot of people don't even know what a Piggly Wiggly is because they're not up here. So where were you at? What state was this?
South Carolina.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I think I saw you on Cops once.
No, well, I wasn't wearing my signature arresting tank top on like your party the other weekend.
It's not a wife beater; it's a tank top. All right,
just needed your Coors Light tall boy, and you would have been golden.
I like see how you turned that around. See how he did that? That was nice.
I would say he's good.
Well, luckily you're not allowed in Piggly Wiggly, but you are allowed in.
There are plenty of other chains.
You are allowed at Mayhaw's, which is where you're going to be on Friday.
Yes, yes. The Albino Winos and I are doing a big send-off show before. I'm going to move to New York next week. And so we wanted to do a special concert where we're going to try to record it live. And so you could possibly be expecting a live album out of it, depending if it isn't terrible. And we're also, you know, in the last 5 years, we've put out two full lengths and four EPs. So we're actually going to try to hit material off of all six releases.
Wow.
And so, and as I mentioned, we have the Jason Patrick Myers Rock and Roll Orchestra, and Hawkeye also playing.
So you're trying to hit all of your albums and EPs, and you've got two other bands on the bill.
Well, we're not going to play every single song off of every single record.
And you have to go bowling, right?
Yeah, and I have to go bowling, but I usually just save that for the end of the night. That's the cool thing about playing Mayhalls. At the end, you eventually have all this interband bowling happening and the lanes that they set aside for the bands.
It's a good bonding experience.
Yeah.
Are you a good bowler?
You know, I'm what you call inconsistent. So like sometimes the force is with me, sometimes it's not. So
by force you mean beer?
My ability to hit knock down the pins. Like I can do a series of strikes and then I can also gutter ball that.
Are you a bumper bowler?
I've never done that before.
That might help the score.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not that bad. I'm not helpless.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Well, of course, you're going to be playing music more than you're going to be doing bowling this Friday.
I suppose, yeah.
So why are you going to New York?
Well, I was accepted into NYU's Music Business Master's program. And for the last couple of years, the band and I have been on the road a lot. And, you know, we've been very blessed by like having great local media support and radio stations like you know playing our music, and we've been able to get like good press for our music, but we just haven't gotten to the level where we want, and it always seems like there's always some sort of barrier that is sort of in the way for us breaking to that next level. And this program is set up so that as a musician today, it helps to be business savvy, to like when you're signing contracts and know what the contracts mean, and so you're not just taking some idiot's word of mouth saying, oh, it's standard, you know, like you can actually like know what it's about. And also I think it's a great way, like the way the program's set up, just to meet different people in the industry through on a different level, as opposed to being the guy at the show with like 12 other bands trying to shove him hit your CD, just the people that they bring in and the internship opportunities. So I'm going to keep playing music, but also trying to continue to make connections while I'm in New York.
It's starting to sound like Dan's saying he's never going to be back.
No, that's not true.
I was going
to
say, if you...
It makes it that much more important to be at the show this weekend.
Yeah. I mean, Cleveland's my home. I mean, I knew that LeBron James was coming back and you guys were going to be fine. You know? You guys are going to be fine. This is a 2-year program. He signed a 2-year or a 1-year contract with another additional year option. You guys are going to be fine.
Did LeBron talk to you?
He's
going to
be fronting the Albino Winos while in my absence.
did LeBron James call Dan Meraldi and say, listen, this is what's going on. Let's do a swap. You go to New York. I'll come to Cleveland. Everybody will be fine.
That was the angle that was not covered by ESPN.
Right. But, or sources. Yeah. I didn't hear anything from sources.
I know. It was very – that was one of the ones – like the plot lines that got away from the media.
Wow. And you're hearing it here first on Neil Rocks. Wow.
I wanted to say, that's my first bombshell for the night.
You have another bombshell.
First bombshell.
Well, I guess the Piggly Wiggly was the other bombshell.
That was a bombshell.
I feel like we need like an organ tone from like a 70s soap opera.
I just want to know where you got your fresh buns from. If you didn't go to the Piggly, like, did you finally get them? Or?
Well, you know, I did eventually find a nice local bakery that was able to... you know, deliver.
Right. Once you got out of jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
Well, you also mentioned that you've got a new project, a collaboration coming up.
Yes.
Why don't we hear something first and then we can talk about it?
Certainly.
What's up first?
Why don't you first play a song called Set It Off, because that's the first of the two tracks.
Okay, this is Set It Off.
And I'm playing drums on it.
All right, well, here we go. We'll talk about it more in a minute. You're on Neurax. Brand new music here on Neo Rocks.
Music you can't hear anywhere else until next Tuesday, that is, right?
Yeah, yeah. Jay and I are going to put it up on Bandcamp. So if you go to danandjay.bandcamp.com, we'll be able to get these two tracks. And if the reception is good, then maybe there'll be... The collection is called Black Teeth Number 1, so maybe if people buy it, then we can make Black Teeth Number 2.
So how'd this collaboration come about?
Well, Jay and I have been playing music together for a long time. We both went to the College of Worcester, and he was in the band that I had before I started putting out, like, Dan Meraldi and the Albino Wino stuff, called the Cherry Flavored Elevator. And he was always an awesome guitar player, and he played on that record, and then he also plays on Thirsty and the Tease album. And we're both in the band, the Silver Liners, which he still fronts, and I played keys. And actually, the day the White Stripes announced that they had broken up, we were talking on G-Chat, and we were both crushed. I'm like, we need to form a side project that's like a garage rock that just sort of like enables us to, you know, let our love of Jack White just fly. And then finally he came up to play at when we played Roverfest. He played guitar with us, so we had two guitar players. And during the day, we just went over to Dave Douglas's house and cut those two tracks. And we both wanted an excuse to play drums because, you know, when you have like Sarah, like when I'm playing with Sarah, like Sarah is an awesome drummer, and so it wouldn't really make sense for me to record this song with the Albino Winos, because she's so much more legit a drummer. But luckily, I had the coaching of Anthony Fodi from Thaddeus Santa Green, who gave me drum lessons and made me swing the drums instead of playing them straight 4/4. So thank you, Anthony, and
Now, how long was that process? I mean, how long have you been learning the drums?
Well, let's see. Well,
by the way, behind you told me, I don't know if you told me this in confidence or not.
It was in confidence.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Yeah, it was... I've dabbled in the drums for a long time, but a few years ago, Anthony posted that he was giving drum lessons, and I was like, I'm going to surprise everybody and be able to play the drums. And So I was having secret drum lessons for a while, and this was my first time playing drums in a studio or whatever.
So did the two of you play all the instruments on the album?
Yeah. The way it breaks down is on Set It Off, I played bass, drums, and lead vocals, and then Jay played guitar, and then, of course, the one legitimate drummer in the whole process, Dave Douglas, played tambourine on that. And then on Jay's track, Jay sings lead, plays guitar, I play bass, Jay plays drums, and then I also do some shaker and tambourine, and then Dave Douglas does some additional vocals, and... I think that's it for,
that's quite
for
a bit.
The breakdown.
Talk about an orchestra.
Yeah.
Say, you want to hear the other track?
Yeah, why don't you? This one has Jay Niemeyer singing lead, in case you're wondering who that voice is.
And the name of the track is?
It's called Witch You.
Witch You on Neorax. Wichu?
Wichu. W-I-T-C-H-U.
That's it. And in Dan's handwriting, it's really hard to read in Sharpie on a CD. I looked at it, I'm like, what?
It's all one word?
Yeah, all one word. Yeah, and yeah. On a week from tomorrow, you can get these songs on Bandcamp together for $1.
Beautiful.
That's it. And then this weekend, you're at?
This weekend, I'm at May Halls with the Albino Winos for the farewell show, along with Jason Patrick Meyer's band and Hawkeye.
So how did that it's an incredibly eclectic bill.
I know. Well, I mean, if you listen to the kind of stuff that we do, it's kind of an eclectic sound. It's not one that fits into one specific genre. And I wanted a show that would be vibrant and have, you know, different sounds and put it together instead of being like, oh, everything sounds like a garage rock blues band, you know?
Well, I was excited when you asked me to be on. I said, Hawkeye. That'll be different.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to
it. Yeah. That was actually Alex's idea. And I was like, oh, this is cool. This will be a really cool bill. If everybody says yes, and everybody said yes, and I was very excited.
They do want to play with us.
So, and then you're leaving for New York next week?
Yeah, I'm leaving on Thursday morning. But don't worry, there's music that will be coming out while I'm gone. I've actually been doing some collaborations with a favorite of you guys', Callie Shea Sullivan, and I have co-written actually 3 songs. We've only hung out a few times, but each time we've knocked out a song really, really quickly. And one of them is a Christmas song, which will be ready in time for the holiday season.
Nice.
And I'm very excited about that one. She's very talented. And when we were making demos, like, our voices sounded really good together. So we have some of those.
She's also up in New York, right?
Well, she's going to Boston.
She's going to Boston. Okay.
Yeah.
Close enough.
Everybody's leaving us.
Yeah. Who are we going to bring in studio? Everybody's
there will
coming.
Be a new... There's always new talent appearing in Cleveland. Cleveland has so much good music that none of us probably even know about that will suddenly appear in your inbox one day. And you'll be like, what is this? And you'll be like... Who was that Dan Rinaldi guy?
Never. You've made your imprint. I mean, over the past, 5 years? I mean, you've done so much. And it's exciting. On Friday, you're going to play a little bit off of everything.
A little bit off of each release. And, try to bring it all together and hopefully record a live album out of it. And also, throughout the next year, I've been sort of stockpiling recordings. I worked with my friend Steven Beller, who did my videos, who has Cold Robot Studios, so I have some stuff with that. I also have some very throwbacky stuff that I did with Dave that will eventually come out. And then the Albino Winos and I have the live album, but there's also this ballad that's been sitting that we recorded a few months ago that will either come out as a single or a bonus track on the live album. And there'll be new music that I'll do with the Albino Winos. Just everybody's super busy in that band. Like, everybody has lots of commitments and is playing with other bands or whatever. But, yeah.
Sounding familiar.
And I'm really glad, you know, off air, you told me that when you come back in 2 years, you're going to be my manager. So that's awesome.
That's right. I'm really going to make you a star.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you get me on the radio?
Dan... Where can people go to find out information about you while you're gone? And
well, there's always the classic danmiraldi.com, which will have, you know, new music when it's posted and videos and show dates. And then there's also the Facebook.com/danmiraldi, and Miraldi is spelled M-I-R-A-L-D-I. All the releases are on iTunes and whatever. And then the stuff that I'm doing, the Dan Miraldi and Jay Niemeyer stuff will be danandjay.bandcamp.com. It's 2 tracks coming out a week from Tuesday.
Very cool.
Very cool. Well, thank you very much for stopping in.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate all the support you guys have given my music and hope that you don't forget about me.
Of course not.
How could we forget about you, Dan?
I know. I terrorize your dreams.
We got one last track from
you
right now.
It's funny because it's true.
A Few Rock Harder by Dan Miraldi and the Albino Winos on Neorocks.